worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it. Five. It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four. Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
One. And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Fill me with your glowing slime.
Kara.
Yeah, so great.
Mickey.
Protect your private parts.
And Lazy E.
This is how aneurysms start.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Today, we've learned that Kara is last in all of our hearts, and she also has boogers all over her face.
Oh, God!
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a mess.
That's what I do when I blow my nose. I take the tissue and I just smear it all over my face.
And then you lick it up later for lunch.
That's right.
The gospel of Kara. Welcome to A Freak Accident. It's the internet's best podcast.
Yeah.
According to us.
Who else would you need to believe? AFreakAccident.com is our website, and our email, if you'd like to reach out for any reason at all, really, is freaks@AFreakAccident.com. Four hosts here on the show. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E, and I'm about to get my butt whooped in a golf tournament.
Okay.
I'm Kara, and I was about to say something before you said about your golf tournament.
Go ahead.
It was nothing, actually.
What? Okay. All right.
Thanks.
I don't know why. I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm Kara, and we're reminding you it is not the end of the podcast. It's the very beginning, and I'm Mickey.
Hi, Mickey.
Reminding all of you that there is pumpkin cheesecake hidden under a piece of paper.
Oh, right. Yeah. Whose is that, by the way?
Murderer's mom made it.
Okay.
I don't like when something from a family with a murderer in it is I've watched Dahmer. I know how this goes.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say.
You're just afraid of the people meat.
No. He poisons people and gets them all delirious, and that's how he kills them.
The man meat.
Am I having a stroke? What is this strobing?
I don't know. Some Philadelphia number is calling my phone.
Answer it and put it on the podcast.
I'm
serious.
To. Who do you think it is?
I don't know. What if somebody wanting to talk to you about your car's extended warranty.
What if you're being drafted by the Eagles right now?
Wow, that would be amazing.
Well, you're ignoring it.
I don't think that's the Eagles.
Pick it up and put it on the mic.
No.
Come on.
All right. Oh, God. Hello?
Hello, Gary. Yeah, hi. Good afternoon. My name is Peggy, calling from Clear Insights. And we are talking today with people about issues facing the state of Pennsylvania.
Becky, do you have big butts and you cannot lie?
All right. I hung up on that one. I have no idea what Becky was saying.
No, that was a political survey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It really sounded like she said, I'm calling from your insides.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm calling
Kara,
from your insides.
Kara, you really need to eat more fiber. This is terrible, what we're seeing down here.
Less energy drinks, more fiber.
Yeah, what are you doing to yourself, woman? God.
Oh, Becky.
But yeah, we got this episode is going to be great. You can tell already, just filled with joy. But I'm so Lazy E, you're gonna get your butt kicked.
Okay, so it's the first ever golf tournament I've been a part of. It's with three of my friends. We're doing a captain and crew,
mm-hmm.
So we're playing as a team. Two of us know how to really go. I don't, and my other friend doesn't.
Well, considering you said two of us know how to really go, I'm not really sure that's the golf term
So there wasn't many people signing up, so we're like, maybe we'll actually place.
Mm.
And I got excited about that. Until I found out, now I don't know who, but four former MLB players have signed up to play.
And you're out.
MLB?
Yeah. Baseball.
Oh.
Like National Baseball League.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're good at golf.
What do pro players do after they're done with their pro career?
They golf.
They golf.
That doesn't mean they're good.
Plus yes,
it
does.
They're athletes, like, just in general. I feel like most athletes are good at almost everything.
That's not necessarily true. I was pretty good at wrestling and martial arts and baseball. I suck at golf, basketball, and I tried volleyball once and nope to that, too.
But you weren't a professional.
Fair enough.
Aha.
You see, you didn't reach that next echelon.
I need to be an LB.
I'm a professional stooge.
Yeah, we know.
Plus, they swing that bat so hard.
Yeah.
Imagine them with the golf ball.
Yeah, true.
Well, Happy Gilmore is.
Maybe that's so. That's probably why nobody is signing up, because they realize they'd be playing against professionals here, and they're just terrified.
And you figure they're not being under guidance anymore. They're former. They're taking steroids.
You could be the.
What?
I'm calling them out right now. They're cheating.
You could be the second of only two teams in that tournament, and somehow you still wouldn't place.
I know.
What if they're like 100-year-old former MLB players?
But they're not going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I would have loved to have been able to play golf this year. I was so looking forward to it, and then just couldn't because of my, you know, arm falling off problem. Yeah.
We got to play a couple times because I go with the same group, but not much because the problem is I wish I got into golfing when I was younger.
Yeah.
When I had more of an available schedule.
Yeah.
But having four, you know, quotes, grown-ups, trying to organize schedules,
It's
really hard.
Yeah.
So we got to maybe a couple, like once a month through the summer.
Yeah. So you're going to get crushed. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
But I have off from work to do it, so yeah. I mean, there's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got something a bit embarrassing to share. This actually involves the entire show.
Uh-oh.
It involves all of us. Now, normally, I had thought about, maybe I should just bring this up off mic, but I thought, nah, we're all about transparency, right? That's why we don't fix anything in post, even though we say, don't worry, I'll fix this in post.
Yeah.
But we're very forward with our listeners. Like, we let our mistakes, you know, air out on the mic.
I'm nervous.
So it dawned on me the other day that October is next week, right?
Yep.
We did not do Figure Out the Fall premiere.
I purposely didn't do it.
Oh, okay. So it was a part of his master plan all along. Would you like to clue me in as to why? Because at no point did we discuss this at all.
Because it just felt like it ran its course.
If it means
anything, it just felt like it was the same thing every, like, our answers became, you know, you use that term flanderized? The game kind of became flanderized, where it just became over the top.
Well, you had me trying to be funny. You had Kara trying to come up with, like, actually what the show's about and not trying to be funny. And you had Mickey, who brings nothing to the table. So that really was kind of a recipe for potential
boredom, I guess. I think it really just kind of killed itself.
I like the concept of the game, though.
I do, too.
I'm wondering how else we might be able to manipulate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No idea how.
And on top of it, what also made it just kind of go away this year, the only new shows were like 50 different versions of NCIS.
That's all that comes out anymore.
That's
also a good point, because nowadays everything that comes out is usually on a streaming service, anything that's worth watching. The only thing TV has now is cop shows and reality shows, which really just ultimately amounts to 1.5 million singing contests. Mm-hmm. I'm bored.
And that's the thing. I can't think of a new show that didn't involve NCIS or something like that, or Law and Order.
Quantum Leap is back, but that's
not
like
new,
we know what that is
because
it's been out before.
Yeah.
So, or redone things.
It's like a continuation of...
It's a soft reboot of the original Quantum Leap, yeah.
We did add that new game where you try to figure out what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
We don't play enough games on the show, though. That's another thing. We haven't done games in a long time.
All right.
We haven't done,
play
like...
game next week.
When's the last time we did Finish the Lyric? Or
we could do that next week.
When did we do, like... Yes or BS the last time.
Yeah.
And I do think Kara's mush brain contest, whatever we called that, that was a lot of fun.
How about next week, all games?
No, that's ridiculous.
All games next week. It's an all game version of a freak accident.
I don't know about
X
that.
Games.
Maybe
yes.
Pick one, and then we'll do it next week.
All of them.
That's not one.
We could do all of them because we used to use Twitter to find things to talk about.
That was only if we had nothing to talk about.
We could utilize that through all of the platforms.
Yeah, I kind of lost me on that
so
one.
So instead of just using Twitter, you find Twitter on one, and then you go to TikTok, and you scroll through, and you find one on there, scroll through, find one
so
on Facebook.
So just roulette on all of them.
Yeah.
So we're just going to play TikTok.
Social media roulette.
Wow. Social media roulette. There we go.
TikTok on a podcast. That sounds really exciting.
You know what? There's a
really you'll never get believe what this guy's doing. Let me describe it to you.
Surprisingly, there is a really popular podcast. I can't remember the name of it, but all they talk about are the trends that go on social media, and it like blew up.
How are we doing this so wrong? If that's what's happening out there,
because we didn't do that.
Okay, fair enough. There was one more thing though that I wanted to bring up on before we get into the thick of the show here, the thick of the show, and that is that it dawned on me as well. Another thing that we like virtually totally missed was the fact that September is Suicide Awareness Month,
yes,
or Suicide Prevention Month, something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically September has been set aside now. Explicitly to promote people finding help rather than taking your own life, which I think is something that is like really, really important and something that like definitely probably does not get talked about enough, because when you actually look at the statistics and you see how many people resort to suicide to end their life, it is sobering. Like, there is so many people that die of suicide every single year that it's heartbreaking, frankly.
Well, that was my backup plan when I was in active addiction. It was suicide, because I couldn't figure out how to live with it or how to live without it.
Right.
Because without it, I was going insane. One of the biggest byproducts of addiction is depression.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that really hit me hard. I had to go through a lot. I went through therapy. And luckily, I found the right way to get me better. But it involved opening up.
Yeah.
And that's what people are scared to do, is open up. And I don't think people, when they realize that, like, when you're in that state of mind, it's almost like everything's dark.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, physically, everything looks dark around you. And I felt that. And it sounds weird to say. But when you're in that state of mind, you don't think of the finality of it, mm-hmm. of suicide. You don't realize it's over.
Right.
And you're not hurting yourself. You're hurting everybody around you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing you have to realize. And there's people that love you.
Sure.
And don't want you to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of one of those things that it took a while to work out for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can say, now, has anybody here on the show dealt with or had to deal with the tragedy of losing someone to suicide?
Yep. Yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, first of all. Who was it?
A friend from here in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. How long ago was that?
Almost 7 years now.
Oh, so that's still pretty recent,
it
though,
is.
In the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what were they like? Was it just like a culmination of things, or was it sudden? I mean, was it kind of like, because that's the thing. Sometimes you can see someone sort of,
I think
sort
it was,
of crying out, and you're like, oh boy, like what can I do? You know what I mean? But
it was hard because it seemed like they were okay and they were managing everything,
right?
And everybody else felt the same way about it, and then they just went off the deep end.
That's the worst.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like when they're trying and then they don't get there.
The sad part is, and I've seen the meme around with Robin Williams, Chester Bennington, and yeah. all this stuff, and it shows them smiling and laughing, and
right.
they go, that's the face of suicide.
Yeah.
Of depression.
Right.
Because you don't see it sometimes. Sometimes it's so hidden that it's such a shock when you see someone like Robin Williams, I think, is the best example, because it was like one of those things where it was like, that guy looked happy all the yeah. time.
I could tell you, There's a really good example, and it's really kind of present because I suffer from anxiety and depression. I am in therapy. I don't take anything for it. I try to just work through it on my own the best that I can.
With your therapist.
With my therapist, right. That's what I mean, though. You know, when I right. say on my own, I mean like without the assistance of any kind of medication.
Right.
There are people I know, though, people who are close to me who do take medication, and it works very well for them. It helps. But, I mean, I'm in therapy. I work through it, and I've been in therapy since the beginning of 2020. I had gone before that, but, like, infrequently, and it was in, like, little blocks, like, earlier in my life. But I can say in 2017, when this show was – we were doing this show every single week – In 2017, I had a depressive episode that lasted about 8 months, where I sank really, really low, and I was thinking about taking my own life. And it was close, and I'll be honest with you, the only reason I didn't was because I was worried that I would mess it up. Mm-hmm. That's now, how about it? How about that for a sobering, sobering outlook? You know what I mean? I was afraid to do it. I wanted to, but I was afraid because I thought if I mess it up, well, then what? Yes. So that was what was keeping me, you know, from doing it in a couple of moments. But like, you know, I know what you're talking about. Like when I finally climbed out of that, like toward the end of that year, it was one of the weirdest things. Cause like, I remember it was like coming out of a fog and I was like, oh yeah, color is a thing that exists.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like melodramatic, but it's actually true because like when you're like drowning in anxiety and your brain is constantly in fight or flight, like you're looking at things, but you're not processing them on like a, oh, I can admire what that looks like. Kind of like that's sure. like a thing that a calm brain does, like when you're happy and like, you know, in a good place. Like when you're just seeing stuff and you're just trying to live, it gets to be really overwhelming.
And you start to think like, at least with me, and it, like I said, it had to do with the addiction. With drinking, you think that everybody's like this, and you think everybody's thinking this way.
Yeah.
And you think, what's the point if this is it? Like, I thought everybody dealt with life with drinking,
right.
like I did. I thought that was normal, but I also thought I was a freak. Because everybody else was able to do it fine.
Right.
And that's a scary thing to think, but you're not alone in that. That's what you have to process, that other people think this way. Other people have problems with drinking. Other people have problems with drugs. Other people have problems with depression and anxiety. These are things that other people are thinking as well, and you're not alone in it.
Yeah.
I think it's important that you talk about it like you guys are, too, because it, I mean, not only in the you are not alone, but I have OCD. I am on medicine for it. I've been in therapy for 15 years, probably still trying to come back and forth on all different medicines, figure stuff out. I've gotten to positions like that, but never the way you guys, like what you're talking about. So I might look at that and be like, well, I have this and I don't, like, I can't understand where you're coming from. And if you don't talk about that, like listening to what you're saying sheds a whole new light on everything that I've ever thought of, you know, suicide or these kind of feelings that people have. And I think it's important that people bring that up to other people so you can, like, now I would be more on the lookout and more aware of your personality and maybe trying to help more. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I don't know where it crosses over.
Well, that's,
you know?
That's
well,
kind
nobody
of the,
really does.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem is that there isn't a crossover. You're just... You need to be present in people's lives,
yeah.
you know, and let them know that you are available for them, even if they are sunk into a deep, dark hole.
And again, and that's a good example, not to, you know, point back to myself again, though. But like, again, I was if you go back, like I have a dark sense of humor in general. You know what I mean? Like even now, you know what I mean? When, like I have not had the urge to, you know, I have not had a suicidal thought in a number of years now, thankfully. But like. Even me, like, I joke about it sometimes,
yeah.
you know, but it's kind of like, that's sort of my way of kind of owning it, is sort of, like, looking at it and laughing in its face, sort of, like, and like, making, like, kind of, like, light of it, you know, and it's also one of those weird things, like, when I was down there, like, in the deep dark of it, one of the things that helped was seeing other people joke about depression and thoughts of suicide, even though that's dark, because it was like, oh, I'm not the only one suffering from this. Like, there are other people who feel this. And you know what? Like, even if we can laugh together,
right.
even though I feel alone, I know I'm not. Like, there's other people out there who are dealing with this. And, like, we're all kind of fighting the same demon.
Now, let me ask you guys now, especially after having dealt with this personally, if you started to notice that you were going through these feelings again at this point, do you think you would... be more open to reaching out now,
yes,
knowing that
absolutely.
You've gotten through that first initial...
Well, because now I realize, well, my stems from addiction.
Right.
But much like addiction, depression, anxiety, it's a progressive disease.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't seek out to help it, it's going to get worse. I always thought, like when I dealt with rock bottoms. Oh, I'm not homeless. I have a job. I have a house. I have all this. I'm managing it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine. But I've got to remember it's progressive. It's going to become to the point where I don't have a house, I don't have a home, I don't have a relationship because I'm not dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the depression is the same way as if I don't deal with this, it's going to get worse and it's going to get to the point where there is no hope.
But you feel that you could now see where you're at and
because
be able...
But if I stop dealing with it,
right,
and I start getting lackadaisical with it, I'm not going to be open about it. So I've got to continue to work on it.
It's a constant struggle. Like, you're, luckily, you're very open about, you know, being in AA and
yeah.
the work that you do. I don't think I've made any secret of it, you know, the last couple of years that I'm in therapy, mm-hmm. you know, and I work through my stuff. But that's the thing, like, with sometimes, like with me, you go back to 2017 and like look at some of my social media posts, like you might be able to tell, but at the same time with my sense of humor,
yeah,
you kind of wouldn't. So that's kind of why like a lot of times like it's good to just be around people. Like even if you don't, like I'm not saying assume everybody's dealing with depression, but like you can assume that everybody's probably going through something. So like being there for people, being there for the people that you care about, your mm-hmm. friends, your family, I mean, that's helpful in ways that you can't even imagine. Because like for me, one of the things that held me together was I had a few people that I did confide in who like really like came around me, you know what I mean, and held on to me and wouldn't let me go, that helped pull me through all of that. And, you know, not everybody has that, which is like the unfortunate reality. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's so important to get help, because I'll be the first person to say every time I hear about somebody taking their own life, even if I don't know them, it destroys me inside. It breaks my heart. So like, I don't even necessarily know you, but it makes me sad if something were to happen to you. So somebody out there is being affected mm-hmm. negatively by that happening. So even if you don't think you have anybody, do your best to get help. They have that new suicide prevention line.
Share it on our Facebook
yeah,
page. Yeah,
988, I think yeah. it is, which is like, it's kind of like 911, mm-hmm. but 988, like you can call that. I think it's toll free. They have people there who can help you. And there's other resources too, like not to make this an advertisement or anything, but like BetterHelp is mm-hmm. another thing that I've heard mm-hmm. about recently, where like they put you in touch with people who will help you. And things like that. So, yeah. like, there's lots of things out there that are people out there who are willing and waiting to, like, give you, you know, whatever it is that you need, whatever they can do to help you out. And it's just knowing that you're not alone. And there mm-hmm. are people who do care deeply about you, even if they don't know you. And they will go, you know, as far as it takes to make sure that, you know that you feel loved and cared about and that you feel like you're important. Because you are. And that's the most important thing to really get mm-hmm. across. Every single life is precious. Every person is important. We're all lights in the darkness. And so that's why, you know, we would urge you to, you know, if you need to, 988 or reach out to anybody. Hell, send us an email. I'll even answer yeah. that. I don't even mind at all.
Sometimes you just need a voice to bounce off of.
Yeah.
That's sometimes I needed that. I just needed to talk.
Sure.
And now he needs C4 that tastes like strawberry Starburst.
It really does. It really tastes like strawberry Starburst.
That was a free plug. You owe us a check, C4.
Wow.
One of those C's is the big C, as we established recently on the podcast.
Colon.
in your case. One of those C's is a mega C.
That's really, yeah.
yeah.
See, I'm trying to transition yeah. back into the lighthearted, jokey, goofy stuff, because we do have a show to get to okay. here on the other end of all this. But that show is we got Hurricane Ian. Oh, good. More great
yeah,
news.
I was going to say, that's yeah. not lighthearted.
Yeah, way great. It's the good stuff. we got 15 things that parents secretly hate about their kids.
Okay, that's great.
this is cool. The 2022 Ig Nobel Awards, some goofy science awards. All like, right. You wonder what the hell scientists are doing when they think up some of these experiments. And 5 outdated fashion rules that you can now freely ignore, which may be good news for some of us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't pay attention to fashion. Yeah. Look at me.
Mickey's from the 1600s. Kara dresses like someone from the 1960s. I mean, we'll, you know, we don't know. We'll find out. I yeah, just shh.
Okay.
Shh. All right.
When did you last hide your grays?
I know. Look at how bad my roots are. I'm getting it done on Monday. All right. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. All that is on the way in this episode.
You're first.
And this episode is of A Freak Accident is fueled by Parlor Beverages.
Parlor's responsible for brewing the highest quality craft soda you'll ever gulp down. But let me tell you something. Parlor, not just soda. It's an entire lifestyle. They got rock and roll beverages. And what they do is they feed off the nostalgia of yesteryear with those glass bottles. If you take a look at the labeling, it's really, really cool. They're edgy, experimental, and they absolutely have something for everybody with, well, three plus kind of a bonus flavor right now. Root beer, birch beer, butterscotch root beer, and of course, pre-order while it lasts, pumpkin root beer.
And that's it. It's super hard to pick between the three flavors, and now we have added a fourth flavor for the season.
But it's only for a limited time!
Oh, yeah, you got to get that soon. Drinkparlor.com. You could actually get it off of there, too. They'll link you right up to
it. Oh, they have it on the website now for the pumpkin?
Drinkparlor.com.
All right, good. Good to know. Yeah, so that is the website, which tells you, stop what you're doing. Did you have something else to say, Megan?
No, it's fine.
Poor May. Continue. She wanted to go on and on about Parlor.
Well, what's your favorite flavor?
The birch beer.
Yeah,
the birch.
Of course.
Why the birch?
Because it's delicious.
Because if you change one letter, it tells what she is.
I was just going to say. I was trying to figure out how can I get there, but you got there.
I was going to say she's built like a tree.
Yeah. She is, kind of. She's very twiggy. And yeah, if you change one letter, it describes her perfectly. So, yeah, birch.
Batch?
What up, birches?
Barch.
Barch, yeah. I don't get it.
What up, birches?
You'll have to tell me later.
Stop whatever you're doing, you silly birch, and go to drinkparlor.com right now and order the best freaking root beer and some banging merch for yourself. I like their playing cards, too, by the way. Those are cool. Parlor ships anywhere in the United States, so they'll come to you wherever you are. Right now, listeners of this show can get a special deal. Just use the promo code FREAK at checkout to get 20% off your entire order. That's code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, for 20% off at drinkparlor.com.
Parlor Beverages, drink more freaking root beer. Oh, she's a bitch!
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident. We always go above and beyond in serving our community. The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
God. Okay, so that is true.
Yeah.
For the residents of Florida, it's not a good day right now.
No.
That's Flo-rida.
Is he from Florida?
I would assume so.
He better be with a name like that.
Yeah, right.
My friend had a back when caller IDs were still a thing, and it spoke like it actually said who was calling.
Oh.
And they got a telemarketer call, and it was from Florida, but it goes, "You have a call from Flo Rida." Like, oh my god!
Things aren't going too well in Florida right now, though. Hurricane Ian, which I don't know why, after leaving A Freak Accident as our fourth host, Ian decided to go and become a hurricane, but it is what it is.
He's doing big things.
Apparently, yeah. He's raging. Hurricane Ian has made landfall in Florida as of this recording.
It has.
Yeah,
I'm actually so sad because it's going to devastate that area. It's coming in as a Cat 4.
Yeah, it powered
Cat
up.
Cat 5, I think.
Mm-hmm. No, according to this, and this is from NBC, I mean, I guess they could be wrong, but it powered up to a Category 4 right before it made landfall.
Okay.
They were suspecting it might go Cat 5, but I guess it stayed a Category 4. But still, like, that's unbelievably powerful. And it hit, like, square in the middle of Fort Myers. Like, it hit it dead on.
I knew somebody who was stationed there, and it was somebody I don't know very well, but they left immediately.
Yeah,
I know proofreaders, one friend, they just took a flight out yesterday because they told them to evacuate, which I get. It's your house,
right?
I guess I get it's your belongings, but at least me personally, if this happened in Pennsylvania and they said evacuate now,
oh yeah,
I'm out.
I don't understand the idea behind you being there. Yeah, it's your house and your belongings. You being there is not going to stop the wind from tearing your home to pieces. So go.
Well,
that's what you have insurance for, is to buy all that stuff all over
you
again.
You take yourself, your pets, your kids.
Right.
And you notice how I said kids after pets?
Yeah, well.
you make sure there's room for the pets. If there's room for the kids, you put them in too, and you get the hell out of there.
I've seen on social media this morning, mm-hmm. people that I'm friends with who live down there, who live in Fort Myers, mm-hmm. saying, oh, I guess we probably should have left. You think? What gave you that impression?
There's this...
Everybody?
Do you think they just think because they live in Florida that it's like, you know, oh, I'm tougher than a hurricane? I mean, they do have the Florida man stories for a reason. Like, they're you know...
The problem is people get this pride. Like, this is my household. I'm going to protect it. But like you said, you're not going to protect against Mother Nature.
Listen, hurricanes aren't real, okay? What has a hurricane ever done?
Well, it's caused by roundabouts.
Right. And
that's tornadoes. Yeah. Get it right.
Well, there's tornadoes touching down there.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
there's tornadoes in a hurricane.
Oh, my God.
So when you get enough roundabouts going, this is what happens.
So I'm
going
to go in a roundabout here because I learned something fun via TikTok about Waffle House. So you guys have all been to a Waffle House at some point or another.
Yeah.
All right, you know how they don't have tickets? They always put like the jelly packets on the plates.
Yeah.
And it's really weird. There's a reason they do that, because they're supposed to be open during emergency situations like what's going on in Florida right now. So if power goes out, all of their stoves in the back are run by gas. So that way they can keep going, and then you don't have tickets because they're
so
like,
that's why everybody was freaking out when it closed.
Correct.
Oh!
So they say if a Waffle House is closing, get out.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
That's actually a helpful tip from Mickey.
I've been to a Waffle House, I think. But wait, what do you mean they don't have tickets?
So normally, like, your waitress will write down information.
Yeah.
They don't. They take, there's a whole selection of jelly packets and the cheeses and stuff. They put that all on the plate in a certain
so they know
like,
what your order
spot
is.
On the plate, and they know what the order is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just
did you know
it.
That's how they did it?
Do you understand Mickey's providing something useful
life,
for the podcast?
Life-saving information.
I'm just talking about useful to the podcast.
It basically amounts to, like, you know, like they say, oh, like, follow the rats on a sinking ship or whatever. Like, you know, the animals always follow
exactly
a bunch of animals.
Anyway.
So when you see the crackheads fleeing the Waffle House, follow them because they're on their way to safety.
I thought you were still correlating with Mickey giving good advice and you're like, follow the rats. And I was like, well, that's really mean.
Yeah, no. the National Hurricane Center has warned of life-threatening storm surge, catastrophic winds, and flooding. I've already seen a video of a shark swimming down the street.
Oh,
awesome.
Which, like, admittedly, that sounds like just a normal day in Florida, but no, that's because of the hurricane.
God, we're getting one step closer to Sharknado. It's really happening.
We're close.
It's definitely going to happen today. My friend was supposed to go down there to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Wait, hear this. This is a story Kara tells me while laughing in the office.
She was supposed to... Well, I mean, it was...
Go ahead. Tell them.
She planned a trip to Florida
to
go to Harry Potter and all that stuff, and she had to cancel it. And I thought it was funny because it's the first vacation she planned in like 6 years.
And she's laughing at this.
So instead, she went to like the Little League Baseball Hall of Fame or something like that in Williamsport. Like did weird because she had all this time off.
She was gonna fly all the way to Florida, and she couldn't pick another state.
No, they decided just to do stuff around here because they spent money and like it wasn't like they got the money back like that
moment.
I don't know.
Fly out west, go hike in the Pacific Northwest or something.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
It's really hard to do stuff right now though because like flights are being canceled and rerouted and all that kind of stuff because of the South. So. Everything's like postponed and delayed anyway.
And you laughed at their situation.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny.
I guess Ian also basically destroyed all of Cuba.
Oh.
Essentially. Geez. Like that whole country's without power. I mean, this is bad news. And it's going to, according to all projections, it's going to go right across the state. Mm-hmm. So it's making landfall now. And it's going to drift all the way across Florida and then it's going to kind of drift up in our direction. But by the time it gets here, it's just going to be rain. But that's still...
What scares me is it's hitting Disney. Disney usually avoids all this.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but nothing ever hits Disney. This is going right for it.
Maximum sustained winds were reported at 150 miles an hour.
Jeez. I can't even picture that. No. I don't think your breath on my face is quite the same.
Keep in mind, it doesn't smell like that either.
All right, COVID's out the window.
My hair actually flew backwards from your breath.
Now imagine it a lot harder than that.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
All right. Poor so, yeah, Ian. Poor Flora.
Yeah, poor Flora. Stay safe down there.
Yeah.
Be you know, responsible, hopefully. If you're still there, God almighty, I don't know what you're thinking, but please be safe. And then just, you know, hopefully the destruction isn't too bad. I mean, it is Florida. They are pretty good at preparing for this kind of thing because it happens pretty frequently. But at the same time, it's
like...
But a
Category 4, you can't...
Yeah.
There's nothing you could do.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that, like, rips buildings off of the ground, right?
Yes.
That's pretty serious, yeah. Cat 5 is, like, basically complete and utter devastation. So, they're, like, right next to that. So please stay safe. And then I guess we'll probably talk about what happens with this next week, the damage, and we'll have like stuff then for how we can help, because obviously help is going to be needed. Up next, we've got 15 things that parents secretly hate on their kids. So we're blowing up your spot on a freak accident.
Check out our podcast archive, where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
I hate kids. I hate kids.
Tell us how you really feel.
This is, man, I got to add that to my my life playlist. this list is from BuzzFeed. It's things that parents secretly hate about their kids. Okay. Now this is the top 15. I believe there are more on the original list. But starting at number 15, it's the pressure that every little mistake made as a parent could scar them for life.
That's not your kid's problem. That's yours.
No, but they claim it's mentally draining and you constantly feel guilty for every little thing that you do. Well, I mean, it is true that we are the product of our upbringing.
Sure.
And mistakes that you make as a parent will scar your children for life.
Oh, it's the butterfly effect.
Right. Yeah.
But that's what it is. That's not your, you can't hate that about your kid, though.
Yes,
yeah, you
can.
Still have to hate it about yourself because you chose to have the kid.
This list is probably a combination of things that you hate about your kids and also things that you hate about being a parent. It's probably a bit of both.
Well, that's my first issue. Check. Next one.
Yeah, scar your kids. Who cares? It's not their fault that that's happening to them.
It is what it is. They'll get by.
Who cares? Yeah. They follow you everywhere. Is number 14.
So does Timmy. I love it. Because...
Yeah, but Timmy can't talk. The kids could talk.
That's true.
That gets annoying.
Or, like, my sister will be, like, going to the bathroom, and her kid's fingers will, like, slide under the door.
That took a turn that I thought it was going to say something else.
I'm picturing, like, a hypothetical scenario where Kara comes across a magic lamp. She rubs it. Genie pops out. So they're great. Want to give you 3 wishes. She's like, make my dog talk so Timmy can talk. And then, like, within a week, she's like, take it back! Take it back! Like, watch you just be, like, the most annoying little turd on the planet.
He sort of does talk now. Like, when he wants
he
a snack or a drink.
No, he doesn't sort of talk.
Yeah.
Yes, stop
he
it.
Does.
Stop
he
it.
He does. He sort of talks.
No, he does not.
He whoops and yips and things. That's
what's
not
on
talking.
Top of the house? Roof.
No, he talks like if he wants something.
How does sandpaper feel? Roof.
Like, he'll, like, want a drink and he'll, like, because now
does
he
makes say,
me touch my.
Please fill up my cup.
Yeah.
Mommy. Like... Mommy. Please. My bowl is empty. Please fill it up. Does he do that?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Well, no, she says he kind of talks, so it's probably more like, Ma, Bull, Ma, Bull.
This is kind of like when we got here today. Me and Mickey are sitting there, and she goes, did I get here first? She's asking us that.
I mean, we all know I'm invisible, so it's fine.
But I'm not.
So number 13 is, when you're sick, guess what? You don't get rest. No such thing as a day off. You don't really get to actually try and recover from your illness. You still have to cook, clean, and help them with whatever they need, even despite the fact that you are dying.
Yeah, that's bull. Mm-hmm.
That kind of sucks.
Or set boundaries with your children.
Ooh. But they have to eat. Like, you can't have the boundary.
I'm sorry.
Starved.
I'm sorry, 2-year-old Jimmy. Mickey says you have to fend for yourself. Good luck in the wild.
Kill a squirrel and eat it.
There you go. Learn how to sharpen a stick, you little turd. It's time to grow up.
Oh my god.
You can't leave the house once they go to bed without getting a babysitter.
Mm.
It's almost like being in jail or on house arrest.
I've even said, like, when I went to the movie theaters, I forget when it was. It was a late movie. And somebody brought their little baby to it. I go to my friends. I said, you lose certain rights once you have a kid.
Yeah.
You don't have the right to come to the theater with the kid. Not only because you're annoying everybody else, mm-hmm. but that kid should not be at a movie theater.
Right.
But so many psychologists will say you should, your kids should mold around, like, within your life, and you should not mold your life around your kids. I don't.
That doesn't make any sense.
Agree
That's
with
not
that,
possible.
But people say that a lot.
That's not possible. I'm not taking my baby to Winefest. Sorry, that isn't happening.
There will be babies at Winefest.
Yeah, they'll be whining.
Okay.
One mom admitted she secretly hates her kid for ruining her body.
Well, oh.
Quote, I love my kid, but my body will never be the same.
Well, she must have had the most amazing body ever before that, because if she didn't, then I don't know what you're complaining about. That mom is on my poop list.
Number 10 is how touchy-feely kids can be. Sometimes they can't keep their hands off you, and those hands are rarely clean.
Well, wash your kids' hands. Hate yourself about doing that.
Timmy licks his butt and then licks Kara right in the mouth.
That's
it
fine.
Is what it is.
I don't care.
She lives with it.
Just germs.
Dealing with this would annoy me. Dealing with other parents' nonsense.
Yes.
And also having to pretend that you like them or that you'd hang out even if you didn't have kids. Yeah, no.
That's probably awful.
And that's the thing. The kids are friends, so you can't get around it.
Yeah, that'd
right.
be terrible.
That sucks.
You can be cordial. It is possible to be cordial with people, even people that you don't like.
Mickey, what
it's
do you
not
think?
Fun, but...
There's ways around it. You just drop your kid off of the other kid's house.
Well, and also look at Mickey.
Hi, bye.
Mickey,
see ya.
Mickey doesn't like anybody, but she has jobs and things where she has to interact with people.
Yeah, that's true.
So she's not like, you know, throwing haymakers around left and right.
But she's thinking about
it. Oh, yeah, of course. But it doesn't matter. As long as it doesn't physically manifest, it's okay.
I like how we talk like Mickey's not in the room.
Oh, yeah, I don't
this
care
This is my favorite.
Yeah. I know how she feels about me. She should feel the same. Anyway, working all day, then having to go to a play or a band recital.
Oh, that would be disgusting.
Another example of losing free time. And that's the thing. Those band recitals, like, all those kids are playing the recorder poorly. That's terrible.
Well,
nobody should have to sit through that. Nobody.
And that is a parent, you need to tell your kid when they suck.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's true. Like, think of those people that go on, like, American Idol to try out.
Yeah.
And they're really horrible, but their mom really supported them. And that's just, that's not right. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, just say, you're not good enough to be in a play.
Or just encourage them to do something else. Like, you know, you're much better at.
No, you tell
keeping
them
your
mouth
shut.
Good.
I'm just saying.
You need more practice.
In a different voice.
Yeah.
Number 7 is all the extra cooking. Then half the time they complain or won't eat it.
Well, maybe you're a terrible cook.
Makes work harder whether you're at home or in an office. It interferes.
Mm-hmm.
These all sound like people that should not have had children.
Right. Yeah. What were you thinking?
I feel like these are things you would anticipate to happen if you were about to have a child, right?
Mindless playing. Like, when they want you to play with their dolls or action figures with them, and you have to fake like you're having a really fun time.
Oh, God, even kids be creative!
No, I would have fun with that, probably. Are you kidding me? You want me to play action figures with you? Hell yeah!
I kind of want to get action figures now.
Yeah.
And I don't have kids.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That gives you an excuse to buy toys for yourself. You're like, well, I'm buying them one. I should have one, too, so we can both play together. And then, meantime, you're just like, yes, toys for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a list of things people hate about themselves.
People are immature. What do you want?
Yeah.
The mess is number 4. It's a lot harder to keep your home clean once you have kids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not clean now. It's not going to get better.
Well, no.
Like, nobody teach their children how to do chores? Am I missing something
but
here?
But can't do it when it's a 3-year-old. A 3-year-old isn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
They can pick up their own toys.
They're going to make booger walls.
Like
it's just
me.
Booger walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, by your bed.
Sure.
Booger wall. Everybody had a booger wall.
Number three is having...
I mean, no, they didn't. That's stupid.
Number three is having to be nice to them when you're in a bad mood. Number two is how cute, quote-unquote, milestones can make things harder. Like, they can talk. Great. Now they don't shut up. Or they can walk. Now I can never sit down.
Yeah. I can imagine the walking thing's worse, too. Because the talking, whatever, you could drown that out. You could put in earplugs. But the walking, like, they're going to get into some areas. And you need to shut that down.
Number one, there is no such thing as a weekend anymore. There's no sleeping in when you have kids. And even when they're older, you still have to shuffle them around to soccer games and crap like that.
Yeah.
No, that's true. My sister's kids sleep in. But her schedule, it's like whatever convenient schedule she has. So, like, I can see this, though. When they go to school and you have to get up and, like, get lunch and get their breakfast ready and take them to school. Like, you don't want to get up at 6:30, but you have to get stuff ready for them. Like, for me, that's enough right there. The waking up before, like, noon thing.
I love how Mickey has no problems with anything on this list. Yeah, like, her weird, like, National Geographic style of parenting, where it's basically just like, oh, okay, now that it's here, good luck out there. You have all the tools you already need to succeed. Like, that's really, really impressive.
No, my qualm with this list is it sounds like everybody on this list should not have had children.
Would you pick up your kids on the tuft of the neck?
Probably.
Like a lion?
Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
She's never
actually.
She never cooks.
When we were at the fair on Monday, I was dying because a parent was just telling their child that they needed to stay right where they were as they were putting them down. I kid you not, the minute those feet touched the ground, the kid went running. They grabbed him by the back of their shirt and ripped him back.
Uh-huh.
Ha! I see.
I'm picturing Mickey like, "Hey, I'm never going to cook for you. Find your own food. I'm not changing your diaper. Figure it out on your own or go crap somewhere where it will biodegrade into perhaps some fertilizer that you can then use to farm with because you need to provide your own food. I'm not getting you clothes or teaching you how to dress. Right. I'm not teaching you anything. Good luck."
Well, she married into that.
I'm also not dumb enough to have kids.
What do you think kids of the 1800s did? Exactly what Mickey is talking about. Another more like proof Crisco to the God. Point.
Yeah, right.
More
yeah.
proof to the point that she's from the 1800s.
I mean, most people probably like they had kids and then died of
dysentery.
Yeah, dysentery or plague, like right afterwards. So those kids had to learn how to survive on their own anyway.
Exactly. Yep.
It's a dog eat dog world out there. The other kids with the buckles on their hats are stealing all the corn. What are you going to do? Do you want to live or do you want to be a little punk ass bitch?
Wow.
Make up your mind.
I'm just
2022, man.
I'm picturing slimy babies that were just bored walking around fending for themselves.
What, using their umbilical cord as a lasso?
Yeah. They use that to hogtie a deer, and then they immediately fashion a spear out of, like, something and just run it through the deer's eye. Like, my first kill at 11 minutes
and
old.
And they're gumming it.
Picture a kid with a full set of teeth.
They were bored with teeth back then. The world was hard.
That would be something I would dislike about my kid if they came out with a full set of choppers.
Let us know if you agree with this list.
Hey, Mom. Shing.
Freaks at a freakaccident.com. They rip out their first teeth and use them as throwing daggers as the new ones are coming in.
No, they don't have any teeth. They look for the first thing with a nipple and go for the milk.
I am evolved. Up next, what were this year's Ig Nobel Awards? We've got the rundown on a freak accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
I love the Ig Nobel Awards because you find out about a lot of the weird corners of science and the odd experiments that are being done. Like, think about it. People are resistant to going to STEM fields. You could be doing things like this. Oh. And getting recognition for it.
Yeah. We're spending money on this.
Yeah, well, that's weird when you think of it that way.
That's the way I think about it.
Yeah. The 2022 Ig Nobel Prize winners were announced, I think, a week or two ago. September 19th was when this was published, and it said Friday night then, so earlier in the month. It's like the Nobel Prize, but for the silliest, weirdest, and sometimes dumbest scientific pursuits over the past year. Mm. Although I have to imagine all of these still yield some kind of functional data that people
probably
use. Maybe.
Maybe.
So the Ig Nobel in art history went to a study on decorative pottery that showed specifically ancient Mayans giving each other enemas.
Why?
That's always the question, and there are no answers. It's just this is what the award was for. This was the study. It was on Mayan pottery art where they're giving each other enemas.
What did they study about it?
Human centipedes? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
In applied cardiology, a study that found when you click with someone on a first date, your heart rates sync up.
Oh,
that's actually kind of interesting.
That one I'll give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give them that one.
Does it stay synced?
Is it like a phone?
It's like,
do we have like Bluetooth?
Yeah, it's like Bluetooth. Bluetooth between our hearts. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
What if you have a heart murmur? That's terrible for the other person.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well. Welcome to the relationship. Is the sex worth it?
What? That was clean. That was as clean as it could be.
In literature, a study on why legal documents are so unnecessarily hard for us to understand.
Because it's legalese.
I don't understand why they use that. It's funny because, like, I work in real estate, right? And, like, the contracts in real estate are still difficult for people to understand. Mm-hmm. And they endeavor to do it in plain English, like very easily communicated ideas. I don't know why they insist on, in legal documents and things like that, using, like, the King's English or whatever.
They'd maybe be out of a job.
Maybe that's the law.
Well, maybe. But, I mean, you could say the same thing using just more modern linguistics, I would assume.
Well, yeah, of course you can, but then they'd be out of a job.
Right, because then average people could figure out some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying, Mickey, is 90%, if not more, of law school is just learning how to be a highfalutin weirdo who could speak another language that nobody else gets to.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm.
And make a lot per hour.
Well, that's true. They do that.
do.
In biology, a study on scorpion sex. Yeah. All right. Some types can shed their tail if necessary to have sex.
Oh.
What if you could remove your butt to have sex? That would be for some people that might be very beneficial. I don't know. Which eventually makes them now shedding the tail eventually makes them die of constipation for some reason.
They can't poop.
IBS, man.
Yeah.
But the study found that they could still mate while they're alive. I mean, I guess worth it. You know what I mean? I get constipation and die from poop backup by removing my butt, but I get to have great nookie.
Weird.
They did it all for the nookie, man.
They really did. They gave their lives.
Yeah, they are the ultimate Limp Bizkit fans.
Yeah, but I mean, that does also mean if you knock up the other scorpion, there's going to be another generation of stingy lobsters out there.
They don't have to pay a prenup because they're dead.
Right. Exactly. So see, they've figured it out.
Yeah.
They're so far ahead of us, it's ridiculous. In medicine, a study on why ice cream helps with side effects from chemo. Because apparently it does.
Okay.
Well, that's interesting.
That's actually, I'm sure, helpful.
It's just dairy, right? What else is in ice cream besides added sugar potentially?
Some of them have algae in them.
Algae?
Yeah. Ew. Kelp, algae.
What? Huh. Maybe it's just because it makes you feel happy.
Mickey, did you have to ruin ice cream for me?
Sorry.
You know what? Maybe that is what it is, because don't they say like half of the fight, like literally I think it's like half of the fight when it comes to battling cancer is your attitude. Mm-hmm. Like the moment you give up, like it's over, you have to keep like a positive attitude through it. I've heard that anyway. I don't know if there's anything
to it. But it sounds like the ice cream, like there's like a legit.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, that's a good one.
In engineering, a study in Japan on the most efficient way to use your fingers while turning knobs.
Leave it to an engineer.
Yeah, that's what she said.
What kind of knob are you turning? The Kara switch is activated.
Oh, no.
In physics.
Go right along with the D.
Ah! In physics, a study on how ducklings manage to swim in formation.
Oh.
They're organized.
Yeah. I've always found it interesting that, like, there's animals that just instinctively know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's just in their DNA to swim in formation. Geese automatically know how to fly in the V. Like, nobody's out there teaching them how to do it. I know, this is loaded with sexual tension, this whole segment.
I just looked over at Kara.
Yeah. He looked like a Muppet from Sesame Street when they shut the mouth really tight and then turn to the camera.
Turtles know to run for your life and get to the water as fast as possible. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's weird. In economics, researchers used math to explain why success usually has more to do with luck than talent.
Oh.
Yeah.
They shouldn't get into that because that discredits what they're doing.
It's not it's not just luck, okay? It's also a severe exploitation of the working class. Unrepentantly so. There's those two things combined make someone successful. Yeah, right. In safety engineering, a researcher in Sweden developed a crash test dummy moose for car companies to test their vehicles on.
That's smart.
Yeah, because, well, Mythbusters did a thing with that, right? Like, you can go right underneath it, like, their legs break off, and then their gigantic body crushes you.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how mooses are big.
Do you call them mooses, or are they just moose?
They're
like deer is plural of deer.
Yeah.
It's not deers.
Yeah, are they meese?
No, it's not meese.
I bet it's
or is
meese.
It moose eye?
It's not moose eye or meese. It's got to be
I think it's moose eye.
Plural of moose. We're going to do a scientific study on
that.
Why
are you finding that?
It's moose.
It is moose. Oh, okay. So moose. All right. A moose of moose. Anyway, the Ig Nobel Peace Prize went to a team that developed an algorithm to help people who gossip a lot decide when to tell the truth and when to lie.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Will they be sharing it with the rest of mankind?
Nah, that would kill Facebook.
You're very right about that. Some of those are interesting. That's from Ars Technica and Improbable Research. You can find more at Improbable Research's website if you want to go there and check that out. But, yeah, those are always fun. We are going to now end the show with five outdated fashion rules that you could choose to ignore.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
Does anybody here really follow fashion at all? Mickey, I already know the answer.
Good.
Not a chance.
No? Kara?
I will look at what people will wear, like, especially now with TikTok. They'll be like, what I would wear to a birthday party, and then I'll put it on, and then I just don't buy any of it.
So you follow it, you just don't
practice
it. Yeah,
I look at it and go.
I've read, like, articles and stuff about how to properly dress, you know, how to dress well and things like that. But I do follow those rules. But as far as, like, what I'm buying, like, I don't follow fashion trends. In most cases, like, I'm wearing a T-shirt, you know, and a pair of shorts. Like, they said a couple years ago cargo shorts were out. I will never give up cargo shorts.
They're coming back in, so you're okay.
Well, it's fine. See, yeah. You just got to wait it out. Every time, it
like,
all works out.
Flare jeans are back in, and they were out for so long.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't follow it. I don't necessarily follow rules. Like, if I'm like, okay, if I'm wearing a suit, mm-hmm. I follow like the rules for how a suit should be fitted and things like that. But, and I'll like color coordinate, like, because they tell you when you're wearing like a blue suit, you should wear like brown shoes. Although now apparently wearing black with blue is okay too.
But you wear white sneakers with everything anymore.
Yeah, yeah, people do that. So, I mean, I
know.
How do they keep their shoes clean?
I don't know. They're always insanely white.
Yeah.
I know.
There's got to be a product or something that cleans them,
yeah,
right?
Maybe.
Cellophane.
Do you even know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he was just saying it.
Yeah, I thought this is a word that I've heard before, and I'm just going to throw it out there.
Suck it.
Hydrogen peroxide.
Science.
Amoxicillin.
Yeah. This is from Lifehacker, though. These are five or more outdated fashion rules that you can now you can ignore. Okay, so number five is no hats indoors.
Well, lucky
wearing
for you.
One right, right now.
That yeah. I always thought, like, my dad used to tell me that that was like a politeness mm-hmm. thing. Like, if you sit down to dinner, you don't wear a hat.
Right.
You take your hat off when you're eating, things like that.
No, that's a fashion trend now. Apparently. People wear hats all the time. People wear it to, like, fancy events.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It says here, no one cares anymore except for your grandparents. Are fedoras still out of style?
Yeah. Probably.
If they are, Kara. Why?
Because... I think they're probably not out of style. I just think personally, and I'm such a fashionista, obviously, that if you wear them, sometimes you look like you're trying a little too hard to be fashionable. So don't try so hard.
I always think, like, if you don't rule a country and you're not being so making your people suffer, you shouldn't be wearing a fedora.
A fedora is just like a hat.
You know what a fedora
yeah,
is?
It's not yes. a thing with a feather coming out of it or
oh,
anything
yeah,
like that.
Yes, it is.
It's not a top hat.
No, I know what a fedora is.
What about a backwards beret, like Date Michael Scott from The Office? Date Mike.
Oh, Date Mike. That's good.
I can't ever see that. Now, it was in. I don't know. It might be in again. I'm not sure. But all I can see is Date Mike when I see it. So,
wasn't it a 90s trend?
Maybe.
Well, the no hats rule
yeah. Oh, yeah.
out the window.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, fedoras, I think, had a bad stigma with them because they were kind of co-opted by a particular group of people that mm-hmm. tend to wear them because they think it makes them look fancy.
Yeah.
And, like, they tend to, like, you know, like it's mostly incels and people who, like, treat women poorly wear the fedoras.
And then they oh,
I thought
it.
We were just going with the mafia.
Yeah, they tip it to them. Yeah. No, the mafia. Well, the mafia wore suits, too, and we still wear those.
Yeah.
So,
mixing prints, like stripes and dots, apparently mm-hmm. is no longer a thing.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was a thing.
Like, no, it you can mix prints. They're saying you can, right?
Yeah, like yeah. before you wouldn't want to mix stripes and
well,
dots.
Well, that's what I mean. Before, I didn't know that was a thing.
Right.
Oh, you thought you always could mix prints?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, Lazy, again, he doesn't follow fashion at all.
Well, here's the thing. If I don't follow it, apparently it follows right into right. it.
See, again, mostly I just dress to feel comfortable, but I at least knew... I know some of the rules, like I would have known not to mix mm-hmm. stripes and dots, but they're saying, yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
I only That's... wear fresh prints.
They say it can be hard to pull off, but more and more high-end designers have been mixing them. Yeah. So this one's weird. No socks with sandals. Apparently that's in now. That's like
Gross.
Such a granddad thing, though, you know?
That's what that lady told me I was a garbage person for talking about the one time on the radio.
Oh, that's right.
Because I said, if you see someone at the beach wearing socks and sandals, is that a fashion statement or are they just weird? And she's like, you have no idea what their life is like. You can't call them weird.
That
you
person
are
was
garbage.
So high strung, though.
Yeah.
Honestly, like you could have said, hey, I like fudge. And they would have freaked out over it.
Some people can't eat fudge.
Yeah, right. Yeah. How dare you? I'm lactose intolerant. You pig.
Well, you shouldn't that's when you reply back. You shouldn't be intolerant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently you can, I guess, wear socks and sandals. A lot of
that's stupid.
A lot of younger people wear like those slide sandals with socks now. Uh-oh, what's happening?
I'm just looking. The socks and sandals thing. It says the English specifically have fully embraced the sad dad style.
Oh my God. Wait.
Because it is.
They call it the sad dad style.
Guys, I posted something yesterday of Kanye West wearing socks and sandals.
Sad dad.
Did yeah. you see it?
No.
Nope. That dude is busted. His soul is gone. Kim left him and took everything, including his will to live.
I am definitely going to post it on our... Look at this. I'm going to post it. Oh, where? My God. They look like Ninja Turtle feet.
Oh, God.
What? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's what he's wearing now.
Number two is your shoes, belt, and socks all have to match. I have never matched my socks with anything. That's, in fact...
I have.
When I wear a suit, that's usually like my little way to... You know, kind of go a little bit crazy. It's like, I'll wear a goofy pair of socks or something underneath my, you know, my regular suit.
Oh, no. Kara knows that one day I wore the Ghostbuster shoes, the Ghostbuster shirt, and the Ghostbuster socks.
Yeah.
With shorts.
I'm a fashionista.
You are.
I do know, though, that they used to say that your shoes and belt should match. Yeah. Like, if you're wearing brown shoes, you should wear a brown belt. If you're wearing a black belt, you should wear black shoes.
And that's get ready true. For a karate tournament.
That's right. you might still want to avoid mixing blacks and browns, it recommends, but colorful socks and belts are cool now, too.
That sounded so racist.
Oh, it did? Out of context? Yeah, absolutely. And finally, apparently, denim on denim is in.
Yeah!
So, jean jacket with jeans on, aka the world-famous Canadian tuxedo, totally in style right now. Lots of people do it.
Joe Dirt style. Yeah, man.
No. I don't know. I think fashion is too much work because it changes, is. Like, all the time.
You should wear a denim shirt with denim jeans and
denim,
a denim jacket.
On denim, on denim?
And denim shoes.
On denim.
Oh! I think I read somewhere the mullet is coming back.
No, probably. It has. Like, it's been back since, like, COVID, since 2020.
It's stupid.
Yeah, I remember reading about it back then because it was one of the it's one of the easiest haircuts to do on yourself. And people were doing them like crazy during COVID, and then they just left them when they all emerged from quarantine.
You know what?
Don't get mad about it.
Maybe yes, Mickey was right to give up sight last week.
It's still touch.
Listen, you're not dragging me back into that.
It's
ridiculous.
Still touch. Yeah. She's a psychopath. Yeah. You're just weird. Me and Crisco had it down.
That's right.
Okay.
You get rid of touch.
All right.
Like I said, if I can't feel anything, then I can fight crime too, because I'm basically impervious to pain. So I win.
Means I can touch my poop
fast,
and I still get to eat steak.
What'd you say?
It means I can touch my poop, and it won't matter.
Oh, gross.
That's not how that works.
Yeah,
but no.
You can find the corn.
You can't.
I mean, you can touch your poop right now if you really want to.
But I'll feel it. I'll feel it. You gotta get rid of the touch first.
But you're still gonna smell it though, because you still have smell.
You plug up your nose. And maybe I like the scent.
Oh, he's not going to know that he's getting poop on his nose because he has poop on his hands. Because he can't feel it.
I can see.
Okay, before I lose the will to live, let's get out of here and end this show. Again, Suicide Prevention Month is September. Dial 988 if you need help. Our show is called A Freak Accident. Our website, make it super easy on you, is afreakaccident.com. Every podcast episode ever recorded by this show is available in the podcast section. Every link to every social media profile we've ever had,
including MySpace.
We've never had a MySpace.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no.
But it's in the Connect section. Our shop is in the shop section. Go figure. You can also go into the shop to request free stickers.
And we have every shirt we've ever released.
All one of them. And we have, we're available pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. So, subscribe where you listen, leave us a good review because that's a big deal. And, just make sure that you download regularly. Like next week, for example, when we will be back with another listener active, that being, we're going to ask you, the listener, and we're going to ask each other to name an annoying thing that people base their entire personality around.
Oh, I am already one of these people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we got that. There are plenty of those that annoy the hell out of me.
Hi.
Not you. You're well-rounded in your minimalist nature. I respect you. I don't like
you,
but I
don't.
Do respect
no,
you.
No, you don't.
I do, in a weird way.
You respect out of fear.
Yeah, it's still respect, though.
I was just going to do that. No. I was just going to do that.
You asked for it.
You
Florida,
me.
Florida, stay safe, and we will catch you again soon. Thanks for listening for A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Slap a birch up.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.